Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Jim Billy. Thank you for tuning in. Seoul and the surrounding area enforce the toughest social distancing measures to date. The minimum wage for 2022 is set at 9,161, a 5.1% rise. And four NC Dinos players breach COVID-19 rules, triggering a cluster of infections that forces the league to cancel a week of games. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. South Korea began enforcing the toughest level 4 social distancing measures in the greater metro area on Monday amid a new wave of COVID-19 infections. Seoul, nearby Gyeonggi Province, and Incheon are under level 4 in the 4-tier scheme until July 25th. Private gatherings of up to 4 people are allowed until 6 p.m., after which only 2 people are allowed. There are no exemptions, even for gatherings of immediate family members, except for those who cohabitate. Public events and demonstrations are banned in the capital area, while up to 49 people, consisting of only immediate family members and relatives, are allowed to attend weddings and funerals. Nighttime entertainment facilities, including clubs and bars, must shut down for the 2-week period, while restaurants and coffee shops will be allowed to operate until 10 p.m. Sport games cannot host spectators, while accommodations are allowed a capacity of 2/3 and banned from hosting any parties and events. President Moon Jae-in has pledged to push forward with his Korean New Deal initiative despite the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, announcing plans to expand investment from 160 trillion won to 220 trillion won by 2025. At a Korean New Deal strategic meeting on Wednesday, Moon promised to prioritize support for outstanding regional projects and encourage active regional participation. The vision, which initially consisted of 2 main pillars, the Digital New Deal and the Green New Deal, would add a third component, the Human New Deal, aimed at reinforcing employment and social safety nets for everyone. For the digital portion, Moon pledged to combine the 5G network and artificial intelligence in all sectors. In green energy, the government will improve systems to gauge and assess greenhouse gas emissions and accelerate the transition to a low-carbon economy. With the expanded New Deal policy, the government plans to create 2.5 million jobs, up by 600,000 from the previous announcement. Next year's minimum wage has been set at 9,161 per hour, up about 5% from this year. The Minimum Wage Commission, the rate-setting body of 9 representatives each from labour, business and the general public, made a decision on Monday. As labour and management failed to come up with unified proposals, representatives from the general public proposed the 5.1% increase. The proposal was passed by a vote of 13-0 with 1 abstention. The vote was attended by 5 members from Labour and 9 members from the general public, while all 9 representatives from businesses stormed out in protest. With the rise of 441 from this year's minimum wage, a full-time minimum wage worker will earn a little more than 1.9 million won per month next year. Under the Moon Jae-in administration, the minimum wage was raised by 16.4% in 2018, 10.9% in 2019, 2.9% in 2020, and 1.5% this year. Prime Minister Kim Boo-gyum asked businesses and labour unions to accept the Minimum Wage Commission's decision to raise next year's minimum wage by about 5% from this year from a broad viewpoint. Kim said at a cabinet meeting on Tuesday that he understands that both sides are frustrated by the decision, but the country is in crisis amid a protracted COVID-19 pandemic. The Prime Minister added that there is no time to waste and that each side must abandon their conflict and concede for the sake of mutual coexistence. Undeterred, an association of local businesses plans to lodge a complaint with the government on next year's minimum wage increase. The Korea Enterprises Federation said on Thursday that the 9,161 per hour minimum wage will threaten the survival of small and mid-sized businesses struggling to stay afloat amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The Federation said the wage increase will also adversely affect employment of the disenfranchised section of society. The lobby said the 5.1% increase is excessive and does not consider its burden upon businesses. A weekly protest held in front of the now former Japanese embassy in Seoul every Wednesday since 1992, urging Tokyo to resolve the wartime sex slavery issue, has marked its 1500th edition this week. The Korean Council for Justice and Remembrance for the Issues of Military Sexual Slavery by Japan said Wednesday that the world's longest, most sorrowful, and also proudest protest has reached a milestone. The 1500th gathering was marked with a one-person protest at the Seoul site due to distancing restrictions, though 1,500 global citizens are said to have joined online. Statements from surviving Comfort Women were played as part of the program. The council said that over the years, the Wednesday rally has become a venue for communication, solidarity, peace, and future education. Its board chair, Ina Young, said the Japanese government continues to neglect its responsibility over war crimes, while those who deny history repeat historical distortions and attack the victims. Lee said that when Tokyo acknowledges sexual enslavement as a crime against humanity and fulfills its legal obligations, only then will the victims' honor be restored and their human rights guaranteed. She said the Wednesday protest will continue until that day comes. The Korea Baseball Organization, South Korea's professional baseball league, has been forced to suspend its ongoing regular season after a number of players and staff at various teams tested positive for COVID-19. The decision came after an emergency board meeting with heads of all 10 clubs on Monday. After heated discussions that lasted for over 3 hours, the participants decided to postpone all 30 games scheduled from Tuesday to Sunday, as well as 35 games in the Minor Futures League set for Tuesday to next Wednesday. The KBO plans to resume the regular season on August 10th, as it is scheduled to have a break for the Olympics from Monday to August 9th. 4 NC Dinos players and 2 of their acquaintances were found to have violated COVID-19 quarantine regulations, leading to the outbreak. According to Seoul's Gangnam District on Wednesday, the athletes in question are Park Sung-min, Park Min-woo, Kwon Hee-dong and Lee Myung-gi. All but Park Min-woo have tested positive for COVID-19. In a statement, Park Sung-min admitted that he invited an acquaintance and that person's friend to join him and his 3 teammates for chicken and beer in a Gangnam hotel room on July 5th, despite the gathering ban in the metro area. When the acquaintance later tested positive, Park said he immediately notified his team, which then informed the league office. While Park claimed he fully cooperated with authorities, the Gangnam office filed a complaint accusing 3 of the players of giving false accounts and hindering proper contact tracing. All 4 players were given a 72-game ban on Friday, effectively taking them out of the league for the rest of the year as the Dinos only have 70 games left to play. Park Min-woo was expected to head to Tokyo this week as part of the National Olympic Baseball Team, but had to recuse himself from the team because of the incident. NC Dinos General Manager Kim Jong-moon has also been suspended. That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jim Burley, signing off.